Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. The 2019 bowl battle has begun with the contest shaping into a hotly debated referendum on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership and alternatives offered by a patchwork of opposition alliances. The Election Commission's announcement of a seven-phase poll schedule from April 11th to May 19th, culminating in the results of May 23rd, will spur already intense campaigning that has seen Modi crisscross the country in a spree of inaugurations and foundation stone-laying functions that doubled up as election rallies. With Modi seeking a second term and pitching for a majority mandate, the political conversation is swirling around the PM's claim to have provided decisive leadership even as opponents attack him for encouraging a culture of majoritarianism and failing to create employment and contain a crisis in agriculture due to low prices. The polls are a stern test for Rahul Gandhi, who has gone all out to attack Modi. Assembly elections will be held simultaneously with Lok Sabha polls in Andhra Pradesh, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Orissa, but not in Jammu and Kashmir, which will complete 6 months of dissolution of the assembly in May due to the security situation in the state, announced by the EC on Sunday. Voting for the 6 Lok Sabha seats in J&K will be held in 5 phases, including 3 phases for just one seat in Anantnag. Odisha Chief Minister and BJP President Naveen Patnaik put his promise of giving greater representation to women in electoral politics into practice on Sunday, announcing hours before the Election Commission declared the Lok Sabha and Assembly election schedules that his party will reserve 33% of its Lok Sabha poll tickets for women. This is the first time any political party in the country has done so. The move is likely to further endear him and his party to women voters. Naveen's announcement means BJD will field at least 7 women candidates from the 21 parliamentary seats on offer in Odisha. An Ethiopian Airlines flight carrying more than 150 people crashed early Sunday shortly after departing from the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa en route to Nairobi, Kenya, killing everyone on board. 4 Indian passengers were among the dead. The plane was identified by its manufacturer Boeing as one of its newest models, a 737 MAX 8. The cause of the crash was unclear, but a Lion Air flight using the same model of plane went down in Indonesia in October and killed 189 people. Flight 302 was carrying passengers from at least 35 countries. The dead included 32 Kenyans, 18 Canadians, 9 Ethiopians, 8 each from the US, China and Italy, and 7 each from France and Britain, according to the airline.